Hello.
Hi, it's Chris. Is this Angel and then also Chloe?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, not too bad. Had a little pretty good lunch and so forth. So I just wanted to follow up, and I was able to get that price point approved, and that would waive your setup fee completely and include everything we talked about. So I got an approval code. It's basically the code is just today's date. So you just put 2026, 2022. So, to get that approval. So, with that being said, I mean, is that something you guys want to move forward with to kind of get your business on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we need to do, it's very basic. I just need to verify a few things for the business, right? Just to make sure you guys are coming up exactly how you want to come up. Another question I have for you guys, Chloe and Angel, is that do you want me to change the hours on Google or do you want to keep on the same for right now? The reason why I bring this up is because if you change the hours, you just might get more opportunities for people to call you after work. You know what I mean? So
right.
I don't want you guys to miss on those opportunities because, you know, when people get off of work and they're just kind of sitting down at the table after dinner or at the couch or talking to their spouse and then they see another company open, I just don't want you to miss out on those opportunities. So do you want to change it or keep it the same? What do you prefer?
I think we should keep it maybe We could do from 7 to 7.
Okay. So I could change it to showcase 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And would you guys be open to take calls on Sundays or just Sundays a no-go for you guys?
Sundays are a no-go.
Sundays are a no-go. Okay. Family time, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. So just 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., that would be okay with you guys if we change it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. That way you guys are getting those jobs as well, like, because, you know, some people are a little bit after work, and then sometimes they might go to a competitor if you guys are not available, you know? Okay.
Right.
And then, so, just a few things for the business. As far as business, I do see everything is fine on Google, which is good. But what is the home address? We're not going to showcase it on Google, but we want to make sure we have it. I have an address here for the business, but you correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I got 122 Jackson Street, Gordonville, Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes, and right now we're just kind of using my house.
No, that's fine. We don't want anybody going to your house. No, this is just for Google's purpose. That's it. So we're not going to show we're not going to show your address online. You know, we know you're a home service, meaning that you're going to go out there to serve as a client, right? Nobody's going to your house. So yeah, we're not going to show the address online, okay? But
okay.
just want to throw it out there so that you're not concerned about that. And then I do got another question for you. As far as like the logo, I see like a little house. Is that the logo you guys have for the home, right, or for the business? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can do that. And that we're gonna be able to include that on your website. So we're gonna use that same logo for you guys as well. So
okay.
And then you have a little bit of pictures, which is good. Once again, we do have some stock photos, just so you know. But later on, when you guys are finished doing more jobs, you can always add photos at any time to your website. So that's also going to be included. And then what's a good email for you guys as far as the business, or it could be a personal email?
It's VA.
Okay.
Dream Home.
Mm-hmm.
LLC.
Okay.
Pero en medio de la B y la A lleva un punto y ahí sigue.
Ajá. So, va.dreamhomellc at Gmail. Is it Gmail account or no?
It's not a Gmail?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what
Gmail? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I got va.dreamhome. Do I put the SDCS or no?
The SLLC.
It's okay. Without the SDCS.
Yeah, it's without the third.
Okay, got it. I got it. Yeah, I found it. Yeah. So I put it into Google's back office, and I was able to find it. So you're good. So, yeah, it's just b.dreamhomesllc@gmail.com. Okay. And then,
sure.
So for account purposes, like, do you guys both want to be a part of the account? I'm assuming Chloe and then Angel, both of you guys?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then what is your guys' last name?
My last name is Wilson, and his last name is Aravalo.
Okay, got it. Yours is Wilson, and okay, Chloe Wilson. I got it. Okay. All right, so I just put here, and then I got also for Angel as well. Okay. And then, so I just got a few questions. So Angel or Chloe, however, you know, definitely, you know, whatever works, what are the jobs that you guys want to focus on so you guys can get those jobs directly from Google? So what do you want to come up for as far as services?
Primarily painting for, like, the interior and exterior.
Okay.
The other ones that you wanted to do.
With the boat washing, the flooring, carpet installation.
Flooring, okay. Carpet installation.
Oh, okay.
Power washing, drywall.
Framing, decks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Framing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's really good because the more projects you guys want to do, the more jobs you guys are going to get. You know what I mean? Because if you limit
right.
yourself on certain things, then you'll get jobs, but the whole thing is to get jobs for different multiple services. So I got power washing, flooring, framing, decks, painting, and this is like interior and exterior. Are you guys doing commercial jobs as well or no?
Do you want to do commercial jobs as well? I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Commercial jobs? Okay, so residential, dental, and commercial.
Also, sir, drywalling. We do drywalling and then repairing drywall.
Okay, drywall installation and drywall repair. Okay, all right. I'm very familiar with drywall. My dad's he's a painting and drywall contractor. He's been doing that for 50 years. He's a little bit old school. So I used to help him out with taking out the popcorn ceiling and then we'll do texture and paint when I was younger, so very familiar
with
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I really was really helping him out at the beginning when I was younger, and then he's got his whole employees and stuff. But to me, it's like I'm not good at it. I'm okay, you know. Just because my dad would just get so mad at me, he's like, "You need to be faster. You need to do." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, like, Dad, no soy tan rápido. I'm not too fast, you know." And then, you know, so I just focused on college and just got my business management degree. But, yeah, I helped them out. And when I bought my house, we repaired some of the drywall that was out. So we did the house had popcorn ceiling. So it brought back memories when I used to help them. And it was me, him, and obviously his crew. But I was helping them out because it's my house, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, we did the texture. It looks so much better with the texture and the new paint, you know. But, yeah, it just brings back memories. Okay, so drywall installation, drywall repair, okay. And then we got I am going to change the hours of operation, like I mentioned. We'll do 7 to 7, Sundays closed. And then so what are the areas you want to really focus on? I know you guys said 30-mile radius, but is there certain, like, cities or zip codes you guys want to focus on?
I think Charlottesville would be a good...
Charlottesville, Greensboro,
Grosset,
Stanton, Wintergreen.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me just write some of these down real quick. Give me one second. I'm going to just put this here. And then once again, the technician's going to do all their homework, which they're going to know exactly what areas are good, and they're going to suggest a couple of other areas if it's okay with you guys, you know. But, okay, I'm ready. So you said Winterville?
Yeah,
Wintergreen.
Oh, Wintergreen, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes. Charlottesville, Waynesboro, Stanton, Fishersville, Crossett.
Green County.
Okay.
The whole area of Green County with the Rockersville, Standersville.
Rockersville, Barbersville, Standersville.
Okay, gotcha. Standards. There's a lot of villes, huh?
Right.
Orange, okay, gotcha. Orange. All right, so I got some of these things down here. you know, once again, if anything else comes up, and our technician, is they're going to do their homework, so they'll suggest a couple other ones that are just kind of popular in the area, so we don't have to be, like, super specific right now. They're going to suggest, but it's going to be within that radius. And then I wanted to ask you this. Do you guys have a Facebook listing for the business or no?
He has a Facebook.
I prefer to make another one.
He said he prefers to make another one.
Okay, cool. So what we can do for this is for Angel. What we do is if you have a personal Facebook, we create a business Facebook, but they don't intermix, so people are not going to be able to see your personal stuff. So we create a professional one, and then we run the targeting ads. So basically, you know, like when I talked to you guys earlier, when your people are looking for stuff on Google or Amazon, and then all of a sudden, like, that pops up on Facebook, we're going to do that. So if people are looking for painting, they're looking for drywall, they're looking for power washing, decks, framing, flooring, carpet, stuff like that, then your ad is going to pop up on their Facebook feed, which is pretty cool. Okay, but we're going to do one that's professional, so that way it doesn't mix with your personal one. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's good. I have that here. We're going to create that for you. We're also going to create the website, so the website's also included. And then with the website, people, you can, you know, if you guys want to do, like, videos of work you've done, you guys can also include videos on the website. People can schedule an appointment directly from the website. So the website's really, really cool. And obviously, we're going to custom make it to how it's going to fit your business. Okay, so we've got that going on for you. And then right now, is the business licensed and insured or not quite yet?
The business what? I'm sorry?
Is the business licensed and insured?
It's not insured, but it's licensed.
Okay, no worries. You don't have to have that. It's just a question. Okay, and then Chloe, am I spelling this correctly? Because there's different ways of spelling it. Is it Chloe?
My first name is spelled Kloe.
Oh, Kloe. See, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's Kloe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to be sure because there's different ways of spelling it, so that's why I ask. All right. And then, so I got that there, and then I got Angel's information here as far as, like, you know, his name as well. And then, is this the number that you want your clients to call you guys on when you guys get the jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, cool. That's the number you have on Google. I just want to make sure that's the number that you want your clients to call you on as well.
We can have two numbers for this.
Yeah, so you can have a primary number. What we can do as well is we can actually have a tracking number. So basically what that means, right, is when they call a number, it's going to go directly to this number, and you can link it up with another number as well. So there's just different options, you know. And it's all free, so it's not like we don't charge you for that. But, yeah, you can have a different number if you want, too. You know, it's up to you, whatever you want to do. Okay. So, but the technician's going to go over all that with you guys, so that way, you know, they give you different options and see what's available and what you guys want to do. And when clients pay you, do you guys only accept, like, check? Do you guys accept credit cards by chance or just check, cash? Or do you guys take Zelle as well?
We're doing check and cash, but we're working on credit right now.
Okay, no worries. No worries. We just want to make sure that, you know, later on you can add that as well. That way we can put that on your website, what types of payments you accept, you know? So, you know, whenever you add a new, you know, service like credit card, if you're taking credit cards, then you can always change that. So we're just going to put that you're taking checks and cash for right now. So that's not a problem. Okay, so I got all this information done for the most part here. And then, okay, let me just check one thing real quick for you. All right, so then I'm going to go ahead and get that price point. I'm going to enter the code so that way it waives your setup fee. So the only thing that you guys will be paying would be the $299, which is good. So I was able to save you that $100, which is awesome. So, and then, well, let's see. Give me one second. Checking that out. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule an appointment for a technician. I got a couple times available tomorrow, okay? Yeah, for the technician for the onboarding call. So that call's about anywhere from 30 minutes. And that's just to go over your website, to go over the keywords, everything that we just like put on the profile, so that way the technician can get you guys created a profile on the back end on Google, right? Like the optimization. So,
okay.
But I got everything here down for the most part. Give me 1 second. I'm just updating this that we're giving you that discount, which is good. Okay. All right, so I got that. And then, so you don't speak Spanish, right, Chloe? You only speak English, correct?
Only English, unfortunately.
Okay. No, you said unfortunately. No worries. No, I had to learn Spanish the hard way. So when I was a little kid, my dad once again was like, hey, you got to learn both languages. So, you know, but, hey, if it weren't for him pushing me every day, I wouldn't know. So I would definitely just only speak English. Well, I mean, you got Angel. You know, Angel will teach you some Spanish, you know. So, no, but, you know, it can help out with clients and stuff. But the good thing is that, you know, let's say you guys get a Spanish client, they can talk to Angel, right, and so forth, you know. Angel speaks perfect English, but still, you know, it depends on, you know, who they can talk to, which is good. But the good thing is that you guys speak both languages. That way, you know, the two of you guys can get more business with that too, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So I got that already. Okay. So everything's good to go. Now, in order to secure the $299, what would you guys like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
A Visa.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and enter that into the system. I'm also going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. That's letting you know everything, and you're also going to get your welcome email, your invoice. Save every invoice you have for your taxes for the company later on, okay? So that's something that you can enter into your taxes. And marketing is a 100% tax write-off, okay?
Cool.
So I'll enter that in there. So whenever you're ready, I'll enter the card number, and then I'll read that voice verification for your protection.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I walk into a building without my wallet. I'm walking right back to my car.
No worries. No,
like,
I can. While I do that, I'll enter some information on your profile. So, but for tomorrow, the best time, what would work for you guys? I got these times. I got 11, 12. I got 1 p.m. I got 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 5 p.m. What do you think will work best for you guys?
1 p.m. should be good.
1 p.m. should be good? Okay, cool.
Yes.
So, and then I'll send an email invitation for that onboarding call tomorrow at 1 p.m. to the email that we have here on file, Chloe, so that way you know, like, you know, if anything changes, like if you guys get busy or whatever the case may be, then you can always reach back to me and say, hey, Chris, you know, I need to reschedule, we're on the job, or if we're doing something and we're a little busy, we can always reschedule that appointment for tomorrow. But I'll set it for 1 p.m. tomorrow meanwhile, so I'm doing that right now, and you should receive
also,
it.
Also, I have my card.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'll enter that information now, and I'll read that voice verification, and we'll get things going, all right? So whenever you're ready, you set it to Visa, and I'll enter it.
Okay. So it's 4000.
Okay.
2233.
Okay.
2443. 4554.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
The expiration month is 03 and the year is
2029?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a security code in the back of that card.
That's 181.
181. Okay, so is that the billing address of the 122 Jackson Street?
Yeah.
And okay, cool. So I'm going to read what's called the voice verification. Once again, this is just going to outline the service agreement, letting you know that this is, you know, month-to-month service and so forth, okay? This is also like a part of our partnership with Google. It's for your protection. So I'll read this to you. If there's anything that you don't understand or you want me to clarify, I can always clarify with you, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's DA Dream Homes Services, LLC.
Okay, and it says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Chloe Wilson, what did you say, the title of the business?
Title, yeah, like are you the owner, the manager, the co-owner?
Co-owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, now it says to get results as fast as possible, Chloe, it is important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, it does say as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So other people will call you, but in order for you to know that it's us, we're going to select a security question, okay? So every time we call you, you can say to one of our reps, okay, what's my security question? So that way you know it's us. It's a protection for you. It does have three questions, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Waynesboro.
Waynesboro. Okay, gotcha. Waynesboro. Okay, got it. Okay. So, once again, if anybody calls in and they're trying to like, hey, we're Local Splash, and, you know, just let them know, hey, what's my security question? And everybody should know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that way you're not like, you know, like, they're not trying to say it's us, but it's not us, right? Okay, so I got that. And then, so with that being said, it does say, now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying, right, is if you decide to hire another company, you can definitely do that. All we need to know, just let us know so that you're not purchasing something else that you already have, right? Or someone's trying to sell you something that you already have.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Sounds good. And then it does say, okay, so you're already verified, which is good. Okay. So your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today, and then that price point, we did waive your setup fee of $99, so it's just a flat rate of $299. You can discontinue your agreement at any time by calling client support, and then that number is just my number that I texted over to you, the 877-635-6225. And then, you know, obviously you can cancel as far as the service, okay? We do ask for you to give us some time to really get things going as far as your online presence and everything. So, you know, we do ask you to give us at least 3 months to really see the maximum results. You're going to have results faster because you already have your Google Business Profile. This is just for other companies that don't have anything. We're going to get results as quickly as possible. Now, everything is pretty much done here, Chloe. The only thing that is pending is our onboarding call. And I don't know if you got a couple text messages or email by chance. That email?
The email.
Or a text message with your invoice, a welcome email.
It's the to get your business Google Business Profile verified. People need to blow them. We're verified.
Right. No, this is as far as like your Google verified, like you're good, but you should have received your welcome email your invoice. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good. So once again, all those invoices, once again, save them like in a spot so when you guys do the taxes for the business, that's a tax write-off. So we got everything there already. And then I also send you an invitation for our onboarding call tomorrow. That onboarding call is only going to be anywhere from, 20 to 30 minutes tops, and that's when they're going to go everything that we just went over as far as, like, the keywords and the areas that you want to get found for. So everything is good. to go here. If you have any questions for me at all, Chloe, or anything before you get back in the building?
No, not so far. But okay. If I think of something, I'll let you know.
Yeah, you got my number, so it's I text it over to you. I'll text it to you over one more time again just so you can have it. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call me directly. You can also send me a text message, and then I'll get back to you as quickly as possible, okay? So thank you for giving me the opportunity. I know that tomorrow we're gonna definitely get you onboarded, and you know, a couple things, just have a couple pictures ready, and then your logo so we can use it for your website, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome, Chloe. We'll talk soon and tell Angel that we'll talk to him tomorrow as well, okay?
All right.
All right, awesome.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Adios.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.